down, buried deep in trouble. And as usual, we gotta dig him out. Listen to that young man who tries to be helpful and always needs help himself, Alan Young.
Well, now the gas rationing is over, Alan's planning a trip to Canada in his car. Alan's folks live up there in a little town called Ambleside. He hasn't seen them in several years. And as we look in on Alan, he's rereading for the 10th time the latest letter from his mother.
Yeah, Mom gets so sentimental when she writes me. Look how she starts this one. Dear Mr. Young. Mom never could remember my first name. My boy. Just yesterday, Dad realized that you were gone 3 years. Up till then, he thought you were in the bathroom. Speaking of rooms, your room is exactly the way you left it. Once a week, I go in to feed the snakes. Your collection of bugs give me less trouble. They come down to the kitchen and help themselves. Last week, we had some real excitement. Your dog, Trixie, had 9 puppies. Gee, Trixie. When I left home, she wasn't even married. Son, we're all thrilled to hear that you're finally coming home for a visit. Well, I must close now as I have a pot of prunes on the stove and they must be completely stewed. Hoping you are the same. Your mother. Oh, dear Mom. She's a likable sort of chap. And good old Dad. He was crazy about me. I'll never forget how bad he felt the day I put on my first pair of long pants and left home. Dad didn't step out of his room for weeks.
How could he? You were wearing his pants.
Oh, it's little David. So you think I stole my father's pants, eh? Oh, bless your little... David, boy, I'm driving up to Canada to see my folks, you know. You know, Canada, the home of the Northwest Mounted Police, the famous red coat.
The same thing. Down here we have the famous blue coat.
No. The difference is the blue coats just walk a beat all day and they get sore feet.
So what? The red coats ride a horse all day and they have their own troubles.
I suppose so, yeah.
Mr. Young, when you drive to Canada, what itinerary are you taking?
Oh, it's a few pairs of socks and... Oh, itinerary? Oh, you mean food and stuff. Well, I have it all planned out in this road map here on the table. See, kid, I could follow this black line that curves around here, or this red line that twists over that way. But I think I'll just stick to this white line and go straight north.
Hey, that's the crease in the map.
Oh, yes. I wondered how I was going to cross Lake Erie.
What are those little black dots on the map?
Those little black dots, they represent cities.
Well, don't look now, but Brooklyn just crawled up to the Bronx.
Most likely a night game at the polo ground, you don't know.
Where is this car you're going to drive?
My car, well, I had it in storage during the war. But I just took it out this morning. Right now it's in my backyard. If you look out of the window over there, you can see it, kid.
Okay. I can't see a thing, Mr. Young. There's a pile of junk in my way.
Kid, that's my car. And don't laugh. It so happens that car is a 16-cylinder Rolls Canardly.
A Rolls Canardly?
Yeah, it rolls down one hill and Canardly get up the next. That was a good one, wasn't it, David?
Yeah. Let's get some hot water and poach it. Are you driving all the way to Canada alone?
No, David. I put an ad in the paper for a driving companion. Somebody with excellent eyesight. Driving through those mountains is pretty dangerous, you bet you.
Well, I wish you luck, Mr. Young. I'll see you before you go. Meanwhile, as they say in Mexico, la cucaracha.
Well, so long, David.
Van Steeden
beginning with a new arrangement of a Latin American favorite, Cachita.
Tough trip. Good thing I advertised for somebody to share the driving. Somebody with perfect eyesight. Somebody with the eye of an eagle. There's a guy coming up to my porch now. He couldn't be answering my ad. He's so nearsighted. He's tipping his hat to all the trees. Poor fellow. I'd better open the door for him. Can I help you?
How do you do? My name is Ambrose. I came in answer to your ad.
Look, if you're answering my ad for a driving companion, you're out. You have poor eyesight.
Poor eyesight? Poor eyesight? I have perfect vision.
Are you sure?
I'm positive, madam.
Yeah, well... Come inside. We'll discuss this further. Will you please follow me up these stairs?
Why, certainly, Mr. Young.
Watch out. You're climbing up the Venetian blind.
Oh.
Boy, you ought to do something about your vision. Don't you know that carrots are good for your eyes?
Oh, yeah? I nearly go blind every time I try to stick one in. By the way, Mr. Young, what part of Canada are you heading for?
I'm heading for Saskatchewan.
Hmm?
Saskatchewan. Saskatchewan.
Gesundheit.
Thank you. Look, why do you want to go to Canada anyway?
I want to join the Northwest Mounted Police.
You what?
I want to hike over high mountains. I want to swim through deep rivers. I want to break trails through thick forests. I want...
Yeah?
Can I sit down? I'm tired.
Sorry, I couldn't risk letting a man with eyesight like yours drive my car. You think I'm crazy? Think I'm a dope? You think I'm out of my mind?
I got a brand new tire.
You think we could leave at 5 in the morning? Brand new tire. Is it real rubber?
No, it's one of those new sympathetic tires.
No. You mean synthetic?
No, sympathetic. When one of the other tires blows out, this one blows out too.
Okay, it's a deal. You'll be here at 9 o'clock tomorrow morning. Are you sure you can find your way to the front door?
Oh, of course I could. Well, goodbye, Mr. Young.
Hey, that's not the front door. That's the door to the laundry. Well, you'll have to get out of that washing machine by Monday.
The Tomb Twisters for the new novelty, 5 Salted Peanuts.
One look at us, you'd say we're the happiest kids in town. But luck is always happening to us.
Feel so low, gotta tell you my tale of woe.
Honey, money don't mean a thing, but still I sing, sing. I put a penny in the slot,
but all I ever got was
five solid peanuts. We always hope to get a lot,
but all we ever got was
five solid peanuts. I'll keep trying, come what may. Maybe there will come a day I'll find a machine they forgot to pay. Instead of five, I'll get six, put a penny in the slot. But all I ever got was five solid peanuts. All my money's in, but I don't ever win. It's driving me nuts. Those darn machines know how to count. I always get the same amount. I put a penny in the slot,
but all I ever got was
no, I'll never understand. What appeared in the palm of my hand? Was it one?
Not one.
Two?
No, no.
How about three?
Not three.
Four?
Uh-uh.
Goodness sakes alive, got some peanuts. Solid peanuts by the number of five.
Well, Alan is driving to Canada tomorrow in his alleged automobile. But before he leaves, he's pushing it over to his girlfriend Betty's house. Meanwhile, at Betty's house, the rich and snobbish Hubert Updike is urging her to take another kind of trip, a trip to the altar.
For the 100th time, Hubert, my answer is no. I can't marry you now.
How can you refuse me, Betty? I'm so lovely to look at. And I can give you so much. I just bought you a little present. It's a new Ford station wagon. And it costs $47,000.
You paid $47,000 for a Ford?
Yes, Henry made it himself. While I was there, I picked up a little job for myself, a Parker Sedan. But I think the factory reconverted too fast.
What do you mean, Hubert?
Well, every 10 blocks, the car stops and shoots rockets at the pedestrian. I've already hit three policemen.
Three policemen? Were they mounted?
Yes, and they look fine over my fireplace. Oh, let's go for a drive, Betty. The chauffeur is waiting. You'll sit in the back and I'll run behind the car.
But, Hubert, why don't you get into the car?
Betty, I'm an Updike. I couldn't ride in the same car with the chauffeur.
Hubert, you might as well know the truth. I'm in love with Alan Young.
Alan Young? Why, he's just a pauper. I don't think he has a million to his name. Besides, he comes from such common stock.
What do you mean?
Why, his mother eats at the same table with his father.
But, Hubert, don't your father and mother eat at the same table?
Yes, but they have a lawyer sitting between them.
Well, I'll still wait for Alan. He said he was coming over here to tell me something. Maybe he's going to propose.
Oh, look out the window. Here he comes down the street now. And the poor idiot doesn't know the war is over.
What do you mean?
He's dragging a pile of junk for the scrap drive.
Well, look, Hubert, he's putting it right in front of your car.
Let's go out on the porch and put a stop to that.
Alan Young, get that collection of trash off the strut.
Trash. Strut. This is my car. Betty, this is my car.
Oh. Mm. Oh, Alan, it's beautiful. Mm. Did you get the number of the truck that hit it?
No. By the way, Hubert, is it safe to park my good old car in front of the house here?
You're safe until 2 o'clock.
Oh, is that the parking limit?
No, that's when they collect the garbage. Oh, that was a witty one. Yeah, hurry up, hurry up. Alan, how dare you park that thing next to my car? Why, my car is half Duesenberg and half Parker. It's a racer.
So what? My car is half Chrysler and half Jeep. It's a creep.
If Betty rides with me, she'll be safe. I've got an automatic brake.
Yeah? Well, if Betty rides with me, she'll be thrilled. I got an automatic clutch.
My car... As I said before, my car has a... I'll try again. My car... My car has a fluid drive.
No wonder, with a drip at the wheel.
Tell me, Alan, where do you plan to go in this sloppy jalopy?
Well, I'm driving to the northwestern part of Canada.
How long will this trip take?
Well, I have it all figured out. At 60 miles an hour, of course, it takes my car 3 hours to do it.
From the looks of your car, you ought to get there by November this year.
Well, yes and no.
What do you mean, yes and no?
November, yes. This year, no.
Well, I'll be jogging along now. Oh, my, I'll have to call my dealer and buy another car.
Another car? What's wrong with the car you have outside?
It's pointing the wrong way. Well, goodbye, Alan, and have another shrub.
So long.
You're going on a long trip tomorrow, and, well, wouldn't it be nice to have someone sit beside you and every now and then lean over and kiss you?
And if that nearsighted squirt tries it, I'll break his arm.
No, Alan. I mean, you're going to drive past Niagara Falls. Doesn't that make you think of something?
Good place to stop and fill my radiator?
What I mean is, this could be made into a honeymoon trip.
Oh, no, Betty. I wouldn't go on a honeymoon without you.
Alan, we could be married and go to Canada together. They say the scenery is beautiful up there. Mm-hmm. We could go to Lake Louise and Banff.
I'll go to Lake Louise, but you'll have to show me how to Banff.
I think I'd like to live in Canada. Huh? In winter, we'd have a dog sled, and you'll yell mush, and I'll yell mush.
Yeah. Who's going to watch the dogs while we're mushing?
Alan, you don't understand. But wouldn't you like to come inside and sit on the couch? After all, you're going away on a long trip. We love each other, and you're a man, and I'm a woman.
Yeah. I hope they have the same system in Canada. Look, I got a lot of packing to do. Will you see me off tomorrow morning, Betty?
Oh, I'll be there, Alan. Goodbye now. See you later.
So long, Betty. I can hardly wait till I hit the open road in this high-powered car of mine. I'll zoom down the broad highway, the motor purring smoothly. I step on the gas. The car shoots ahead. 50 miles an hour, 60 miles an hour, 70 miles an hour, faster, faster. There's no use standing here. I got to push this thing home.
And now, here are the Tune Twisters to sing Bugle Woogie.
Get up, you gotta get up. Get on your feet and keep the beat. You gotta get up. The bugle woogie's calling you. Get out of that bed, you'd have to be dead. The rhythm jumping at you didn't go to your head. The bugle woogie's calling you. Hola, if you dig this kind of jiving, that's the mood.
don't you sure arrive in. Milkman's matinee was never like this. We get a train in Harlem with Miss. Get in the groove, starting to move. Take it slow and let me know how much you approve. The Bugle Boogie, the Bugle Boogie's calling you.
Right on the beach, you gotta get up. The bugle woogie,
the bugle woogie, the bugle woogie's calling you. Roll wah, roll wah.
Come on out of bed, you'd have to be dead if rhythm jumping at you didn't go to your head. The bugle woogie,
the bugle woogie, bugle woogie's calling you. Ra da 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 da. If you dig this kind of jiving, that's the mood you should arrive in.
The milkman's matinee was never like this.
We get a train in the Hollywood Mist. Get in the groove, start to move. Take it slow and let me know how much you approve. The bugle woogie blues, bugle woogie blues.
Bugle woogie, woogie blues.
Taking it slow, then you're starting to know. The bugle woogie blues.
Peter Van Steeden in the orchestra with an ill tune, No Can Do. The big trip to Canada. Alan's car is piled high with supplies. And his nearsighted driving companion, Ambrose, has made himself comfortable in the front seat between the blowout patches and the anchor. All of Alan's friends are gathered around to bid him farewell.
Al, goodbye.
All right, stand back, everybody. Stand back. Gotta give my car a last-minute checkup, you know. See, these headlights have got me a little worried. Better put some glass in or the wind will blow out the candles. Those two back tires look pretty well shot. They're worn right down to the band-aids. Yeah, but this front tire here is in perfect shape. Just feel that rubber. Good old tire. That's better. Now they're all down to the same level.
I'd like to complain, Alan, but why didn't you keep this car in better condition?
Well, I tried to, Ambrose, but I could say the same for you. I couldn't get the parts. The Tinker Toy people were doing war work. Well, it's about time. About time to start rolling, you know.
Oh, please be careful, Alan.
It'll be all right, Betty, as long as it doesn't rain. I got a fast windshield wiper and no windshield. Slaps the heck out of me.
All ready to start, Alan.
Thanks, Amber. What does the gas indicator say?
Oh, you got plenty of gas, Alan. The needle is between empty and positively.
Mr. Young, here's the can of oil you
sent me for.
Oh, thanks, David boy. This is just what the motor needed.
Be careful not to spill it. It's my mother's last can of Mazola.
Ambrose, take care of this oil.
Look, Alan, I'm telling you, for the last time, I want to drive this car. You understand? I'm driving. Now, which way is the road?
Ambrose, don't be silly. You can't drive this car. You can't see well. You have astigmatism. Or whatever it is.
Well, if I can't drive this car, I want my tire back.
You leave me no choice. If you take your tire back, I'll only have two left. Tell you what I'll do, Ambrose. I'll let you drive the first two blocks.
Okay.
I'll move over and you get in the driver's seat. You all set?
Yeah.
Okay.
Hey, Alan, this gear shifter's loose. I can't shift it into place.
Ambrose, let go of that windshield wiper.
All right, Alan, let's go. Now, put my foot on the gas and point me north.
I'm all ready. Goodbye, everybody.
Goodbye, Alan.
Just step on the starter. Goodbye, everybody.
Bye, Alan. Bye.
Bye, everybody.
Bye, Alan.
Bye. He's caught on. Here we go. We're off to Canada. Ambrose, you concentrate on the driving. See, I'll keep my eye on the road here. Okay. That, we're coming to a busy corner. Better sound my horn good and loud. Watch out, Ambrose. You're over too far on the right-hand side.
But I'm supposed to be on the right-hand side.
Not on the right-hand side of the sidewalk.
Oh.
Yeah. Ambrose, watch out where you're driving. You're heading straight to that fire hydrant. Whoop. Oh, that was close. You almost hit the dog. Back on the road again. Just watch my car take this big hill. Give it a little more gas, Ambrose.
Okay.
Okay. Listen to that motor hitting on all one cylinder.
Well, we're moving much faster now.
No wonder the motor just dropped out. We're rolling back down the hill. Stop the car. We're rolling back faster and faster.
Grab the emergency brake.
I'm not going to open the trunk just for that. Ambrose, move over. Let me take the wheel.
Stay where you are. I'll hand it to you.
Well, thank you. I got it. But don't worry now. I've got the situation in hand. All this needed was a cool head.
Yeah, but Alan, we're going faster.
Yep. Stop your backseat driving. Alan Young's at the wheel and all is well.
Put your head in for that telephone pole. Watch out.
Yep. Well, hello, everybody.
Hello, Alan. Hello.
This is the Armed Forces Radio Service.